If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Gerald Farrelly.
And I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And you're listening to Agony Rants. Did I say that properly? And you're listening to Agony Rants. Yeah. It's because I've got a brace. I always feel like everything I'm saying is a bit like... What? Underpronounced.
Underpronounced?
Underpronounced.
Darling.
Yeah.
You're not like engaging the lower
like
lip.
That the whole time.
That's just a dub accent, surely. Here we
are. Niamh, I'm very excited because things have changed.
Oh, they have.
Things have changed in the Kavanagh and McGaughey household.
Oh, yes, they have.
The Say It, Altea.
Is done.
Thankfully, we did find someone that was able to burn it out for us. And Niamh now has a new set of wheels. It's very exciting.
It is. Like, I feel... I talk about smug. I don't know if you've ever done any smug driving when you're driving along saying everybody must be looking at me. I mean, to be fair, it's a 5-year-old car because you know what I'm like. I'm not a skinflint, but I believe.
You're pragmatist.
I'm a pragmatist. You know, and this car only has 27,000 miles and I'll soon sort that out, as we know.
Yeah, absolutely. Like me, she does. She's a bit of a globetrotter.
I know.
When it comes to cars. Like, and now you're in this like this thing with a big boot.
Oh, it's huge. You could definitely fit a body in it.
Perfect.
Probably
exactly
two, actually.
At this stage of life. Perfect. And you're driving it confidently.
Very fabulous.
She parks it across three disabled spaces there across at McGuinness Place. And she doesn't care. She should be allowed.
Do you know, though, here's the thing. So I had to update my parking tag.
Oh,
you know, because when you finally got
moved to an app.
I know. I was able
to do that. The amount of podcast recordings, like, I swear to God, if I had the patience, I'd go through and find the amount of podcast recordings with like 5 minutes of silence in the middle of me
while
going,
I tried to ring.
Yes. Yes. Like, in this day and age, ringing somebody to do your parking.
I know, it's done. It's done.
Unless
it's
a personal assistant, Niamh, there's no excuse for it.
Very modern now. And the air conditioning works. Oh my God, I'm like Beyonce in the car with my hair.
Oh, lovely.
Honestly, it's so amazing.
And tell us, what was the process like? Like,
oh, the
buying
process.
The car, what was the process? The process. Did you go in and go, 1993?
No.
No?
No.
Do you not do it till you know who I am?
No.
Can we do some sort of a collab here? I'll do one Insta post a year.
I went up and they're very old school where we go to get our cars. I went up there and I said, look, with the type of mileage I'm doing, I need a new car. Oh, we've got this grand car. You get your husband up here and we'll talk to him about the money. Oh my God, it made me laugh so much.
Oh my God.
Oh, I know, you've no idea. And they were like, I said, so how much is the car? Ah, sure, she's a great car now. You know those cars? Honestly, an hour and a half later, I had still no wiser. Luckily, I was able to go online and find the price on somewhere. But the funniest thing, they were so old school in this place. Now, mind you, their aftercare is amazing. And they always give me a great car.
Well,
but like,
the aftercare would need to be good if the pre-care is pretty shit.
I know. I sometimes come away thinking, why do I still go there? I can't help it. I'm just there.
No. There's nothing like a new car. I remember my last car that I bought. I bought it by accident. Like it wasn't a planned car.
Oh yeah.
It was just an accident. I knew I would need one in a few years, and I was
with at least 10 years.
And I knew I was giving up my job that year.
Oh right, okay. So you were getting in before.
So I thought, okay,
you weren't allowed to get a loan.
I wouldn't get a loan.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll borrow the money, and I bought this. And it was only because I saw a car with a sunroof and air condition, which is quite rare. I love a sunroof, but I also need the air condition.
Yeah, you do.
So it's very rare that they put them on the two because they're counterintuitive. You're not supposed to open the window if you're using aircon. Which I do the whole time. Oh my goodness, I'm flying along like there's no energy crisis. To me, the energy crisis is solved, Niamh, right?
Okay.
Because I bought myself a torch when I was in England.
Oh, I saw this. Amazing.
Garage. It's a torch that is, it's a very high powered torch, but it also charges things. So I was like, I'm ready for a blackout now.
But do you not have to charge that?
Yeah, look, I'll keep it charged. It's charged. I'm ready for the roll and blackouts. Ready.
Actually, I was thinking about the energy thing. What if they ration diesel and petrol and all that sort of stuff? Imagine if we get to that point like they did in the 70s. You won't remember that, but I remember where they rationed petrol and all that sort of stuff. And the problem with that is for us, the likes of us who have no real choice to physically get somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes time. I don't know how we're going to deal with that if they ration us.
Well, on a serious note now, to tour Ireland now, it's become massively more expensive.
Oh.
Because of the diesel and the hotel prices.
Oh, the hotel prices. Outrageous.
The amount of shitholes charging 300 quid.
Is that a technical
I'm
term?
I'm sorry. Absolute.
I know.
Kips. Like, I was in a place now. I won't say what the county was, no. Right? And the hotel was like, it was like basic.
Okay.
Like absolutely basic.
Okay, I get it.
And it was over 200 quid for the night, right? I wasn't paying for it.
Okay.
So it was grand.
Mm.
I wasn't upset about it.
Basic.
But then I went and I got, yeah, very basic.
Mm.
And I assumed there was a late checkout because sometimes on a tour, they'll, you know, if you have a show
organize
that night,
it.
Like there's like a 2-hour window where you're leaving at four. So they book you in. And I thought we'd been booked in for another night. And I said, oh, when they rang me to get out, I said, I'll have a late checkout. Well, they were at my door within 2 minutes. You absolutely don't get out. I was like, the cheeky. Yeah. Anyway, then I went and I had lunch in the hotel. Bad move.
Why?
Bowl of pasta, a can of Coke, a coffee and a dessert, obviously.
Well, naturally.
Because see this little...
I know.
See this little tubby going on here?
I know.
That doesn't just happen. That takes work.
You're just getting used for it. You're getting ready in case we're not able going to eat
exactly.
ever again.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I'm ready for a hard winter.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly 40 quid.
No.
Yeah. It was 24 quid for a bowl of pasta.
Was it special pasta?
No. It most certainly was not.
Did it have like hand-sewn pasta?
No, I think it was crab or something.
Oh, well, crab is expensive.
24 quid. That's 24 quid expensive. And they said it was crab. Now, I know Aldi salmon when I taste it.
Doesn't it?
I know. I absolutely know. Like even, yeah, sometimes in a sushi place. You know in a sushi place? And
yeah.
Because I get sushi for my lunch quite a bit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's this one place I go into and every so often they'll say, we've got tuna instead of salmon today. And I was like, I bet you do. 85 cent a can. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You selling it for €9 in a plastic box.
I'm telling you.
But anyway, we'll say nothing and I'll still be here tomorrow.
I know.
Actually, my tour, when this comes out, I will have started my tour.
I think you
yes,
will.
Yes, I will. Yeah,
mm.
I'll have done Limerick, which I'm sure was fabulous because it always is. And I'll
always
have done
is.
Portlaoise, which
yeah.
wonderful. And I'm about to do Galway. Still tickets for Galway.
Okay. Come on, Galway.
Galway is the one place on the first leg of the tour. And I think maybe Sligo that isn't sold.
Right.
But, so there are tickets for those.
But
what show is my mom going to?
Galway.
Of all of those sold out shows, we're going to go to Galway to see you.
Great.
Of course you are.
Thanks, man.
Thrilled, delighted.
Oh, well, no, she'll have a bit more room around her. She'll be happier.
Exactly, yeah, she does. She likes it airy.
It's the town hall. Town hall's great.
Yes.
Last
nice.
Time I was in the town hall, I did Menopause Musical. That's all you need to know there. So you're already ahead of the game.
Menopause. Oh, yeah, you were very good in that, Niamh.
I was good in my show.
Yeah, very good.
Now I'm living it.
The material now, I have to say. I'm going to be honest with you. The material was beneath you.
Well, I was just trying out a musical.
And there were some people on that stage that shouldn't have been on that stage.
Okay.
But anyway, we leave it
there. Say what you mean there. I don't know. I can't be party to that conversation.
You're amazing.
Thanks. Thanks, Grode. You're probably one of the only men in the audience.
I was the actual only man the night I went to see it.
There's a lot of women at those concerts.
This week we're talking about deal breakers.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Deal breakers and red flags, be it in friendships or in relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because I am somebody who, when I get deal breakers crossed, mm-hmm. I think, well, that's not a deal breaker, clearly, because here I am.
Oh, yeah. We have
because
deal breakers. But they're
I
not
have deal breakers, but I will push them aside for the right man.
They're not a hard and fast.
Yeah, they're not, nothing's a hard and
they're
fast
like
rule.
Hotness related.
Yeah, exactly.
Shall we say?
Exactly. I think, like, looking at my nephews and stuff, they're a generation that will know exactly what their red lines are.
Oh, yeah.
Be able to say when you've crossed them and will be able to act accordingly.
Yes.
Right? But I think, I am useless. I am useless at acting when a deal breaker is brought. I'm like, that's a deal breaker. It's an absolute deal breaker. And then they go, well, we can't do that. And I'm like, okay, so.
Well, all right then.
Let's negotiate. Let's come to the table.
then technically it's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker. I don't think I have deal breakers. I definitely have things that put me off.
Yeah. Actually, weirdly, funny, when I met Paul, I was a bit older, and as was he. So I was in, like 30 and he was 41. So we were a bit older. So we already knew what we didn't want. We may not know what we wanted, but we definitely knew what we didn't want.
You see, sometimes think that that's enough.
Yeah, no, it's
sometimes
better.
I think that just not, like, you don't necessarily have what, need to have what you want. You just have to not have what you don't want.
Exactly right.
I always think, right, that if something is too neat a fit.
Yeah.
I always think, well, there's no room for change there.
No.
Like, I'm a completely different person to the person I was in my 20s.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I'm genuinely a very different person.
You are.
And I don't have, I think the person that I would have been with in my 20s, I think had we
stayed together,
we wouldn't be together.
No, you wouldn't.
Because there's no wiggle room there.
No, unless they moved in a different way too. You know, I think people grow differently.
One thing I won't have in a relationship is them evolving.
Oh, yeah.
The relationship has to be built for me to evolve, but not them. That's not the way it works, Niamh.
No surprises.
No, that's a deal breaker.
No surprises.
Yeah.
What?
Every so often I say, there's a bit of self-improvement going on. Like for weeks, not weeks, months.
Yeah.
My boyfriend has been going to the gym.
Oh.
When I have been steadily and consistently putting on weight. And I am absolutely affronted by it.
Yeah, but I find it very difficult, right, that, you know, when you set your parameters and what you want and what you think you want, but sometimes it's not what you want at all. You know, sometimes, sometimes you go, oh, I want this in a man, or, well, we can say that, both of us. But you say, I want, you know, and yet when you get it, you kind of go, well, actually, that's
well,
enough.
Well, I definitely think that there's nothing more dangerous than when you acknowledge that you have a type.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think if you have a type, it means, what it actually means is that you have a type of person that you always go for, but that it never works out.
Yeah, so in other words.
Like, as soon as you go against your type, you have a better chance of it working, because you're like, why do you have a type? Well, because everyone I've been with has been like this. Yeah, and it all hasn't worked.
I am much more definite about deal breakers now. I'd find it much easier to voice it. But my deal breakers are not as common now.
I think my one deal breaker is, you know, when you actually realize, like, it's only happened to me maybe once or twice in my life, right? But you know when you realize this person actually doesn't like me.
Oh yeah.
Like, I think that can happen in a friendship or a relationship where you're just like,
you're in the rap, the
why
rhythm.
Am I always in the doghouse here?
Yeah.
Why am I always? And then you just kind of go,
oh
my god, this person, he just doesn't like me. That's all it is.
Yeah, but so why are we still?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah. Oh yeah, completely.
You know, and actually there's a lot of friendships that end up that way. You start off, you have a common space, and then suddenly you're in the middle of something and you're going, the thing that gets me, right? That passive aggressive, when somebody kind of falls out with you, but you don't know they're falling out with them, and they won't tell you why they're falling out. All you know is that they've gone a bit weird on you, or they're getting all whatever. And now I'm very upfront. I'll go, what's this about now? You know, I have to wiggle it out.
Yeah.
But if I find I have to do it too often, I will stop doing it.
Yeah. No, I always think if you're annoyed at somebody, but you're not annoyed enough to tell them.
Yeah.
You've no business being annoyed.
No, you haven't.
That is you with a problem, and it's yours and yours alone.
I love that. It sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, like, I do think that even in yourself, passive aggression is like, I think it's a hard... It's a hard one to ride out. Like.
Yeah, no. I get very, very annoyed about it.
Yeah.
I really do. If you have something to say to me, say it to me.
Yeah.
Don't sit there like glaring at me or sending me curt texts.
Yeah.
Or any of that shit. Just say what you need to say. And then probably when you say it, you won't have a problem with it anymore. Or else I can address it. Or maybe we can't. And maybe we can't get past it. But it's better dealt with than just sitting there going.
I do think that I briefly go passive aggressive.
Do you? Mm-hmm.
I think what happens is, that process I just described, I think that happens in me.
You do it.
Like, yeah, but I'm also the person that goes, if you're not annoyed enough to tell them you're not annoyed, like,
stop
just
now.
Cop on.
Yeah, stop. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what happens. The only time I've really had a deal breaker, right, was, I remember once I started with this personal trainer.
Oh.
Right? What was his name?
What did you start with?
Miguel.
Them? Miguel?
Yeah, he was Spanish.
Oh,
now,
really,
I mean,
was he?
Niamh, now I have to say. I picked him off a wall.
It wasn't, you didn't read his resume.
They booked
me. Yeah, you didn't actually look at his CV, no. Right?
They booked me in with Dervla. I said, you can keep her.
Yeah, Dervla, no.
Get Miguel in here. Now, he was absolutely lovely, right?
Yeah.
He was very nice.
Yeah.
He was very hot. He was very inspiring.
Oh, really?
Very inspiring.
Without speaking? Or?
But I said to him, right? Right. I said, I'm willing to work hard.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm not willing to do, right? It's a red line. Is, you know, they go, just two more.
Oh, no.
And then
I hate
you do two
that.
More, and then they go, right, five more.
No, I hate that. Okay. Don't do it. Tell me what it is.
And he did it in one session. He did it a couple of times. And at the end, I said, like, that's just, I was like, if it's seven more, tell me it's seven more. I'll do seven more.
Yeah.
But like, don't tell me it's two, and then tell me to do five more.
Yeah.
And then he did it the second time. I was like, Miguel, it's not going to work.
It's all over for you.
It's all over.
As pretty as you are.
And I walked, I was actually very proud of myself.
How did you manage?
I was like,
how
Miguel,
did you manage to do that? You're not normally quite so definite.
Miguel, Miguel, I realize this is hard for you. I realize this is hard for you, Miguel. But this is the most functional relationship I have. John, this is what I wanted. This is what I got. I made it clear what my expectations were. They aren't met, so goodbye.
And
I mean, to be honest with you, I think I had paid him for 10 sessions up front. People who, you know, when you meet them and their vibe is that they automatically put people down.
Oh.
I can't bear that.
To make them better?
It's not even to make them better. Sometimes I think it's them to impress you. Like, what always baffles me is like when you go somewhere and like, it happens a lot in theatres, you know, where someone that works there will come in and they'll talk shit about another comedian that was there and think that you'll be impressed by that because we're all in competition. You're like... That is not the way the world works.
No, not to mention that you're thinking immediate. All that makes me think is, what are you saying about
completely.
Me?
Completely. Absolutely. I mean, we had Gerard Farrelly in here last week. Yeah, the place was half full.
Yeah, I know.
The place was half full and he was rude to everybody, which, I mean, both those things could be true. But look, I will not have people talking about my private business.
Maybe in Galway.
Tara said red flags when they wear Crocs.
Oh my God.
I have to say, I would be on the same page.
Are you really about the Crocs? No, the ones that for me are the sandals and the socks together.
Yeah, that's...
You know, or, you know, they put the socks on and then they wear like sliders. Even though that's a young thing, but I honestly look at that going, honestly, your dad wouldn't even do that.
Like, no, it's... I think as well... I think that those people should be told. I don't think they realise how ridiculous it looks. Like, I saw a man when I was down in Rosslare, right? And he had those, you know, the athletic sandals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he had them, but he had a pair of ankle socks. And I was like...
Ankle socks?
Ankle socks. Like, oh, God, oh, my. Ah, Jesus. Like, Jesus wept.
I know, but then some
But he
people...
wasn't. He wasn't old now. He was, like... I'd say he was older than... He was older than me, but, like, he... Not much. But I have my finger on the pulse name.
Had he given up?
Is that what I really felt like he had. Like, I was like, what are you doing? Like? And actually, do you know what annoyed me as well? He was there with, like, his wife was there.
And she was okay with that.
Well, she must be.
Well,
I was like, you need to get better standards for yourself. You need to expect more from your relationship.
Well, maybe he doesn't wear them at home. Maybe she likes that kind of thing. Listen, I was out one time and in the shops and I said, saw a nice pair of men's sandals and I thought, I rang my husband and I said, and sent him the photo because that's what we do now, you send photographs. I said, what do you think about these? Would you wear these? You know, because he's a bit specific about what he wears or doesn't. He says, can you wear socks with that? I said, you're never allowed to have any pair of sandals.
Okay, yeah.
That's it. So, you know, clearly she didn't have the same standards because I wouldn't allow my husband to do that.
Well, I would definitely...
Have you ever seen my husband out with sandals and socks on, I'll be dead somewhere.
He'd be walking down looking at his feet going, at last.
No.
At last.
At last she's gone. The ding dong, the witch is dead.
I always think that Crocs is better than sandals with socks.
Yeah, no, they are. Crocs, well, no, Crocs have a practical application.
Yeah.
The problem about it is when they start thinking they're fashion wear.
If you are baking cakes or operating on somebody, Crocs are fine.
Oh, yeah. Or going into, down on the beach is good because actually if you think about it, if you're down on the beach and you need to get into the water, you can actually wear your Crocs in.
Did you see that? Was it Balenciaga maybe? Have a Croc that's a high heel.
Ah, stop.
They've joined. They've blended high heels with Crocs.
Yeah.
And they were a grand, I think, for a pair of Crocs.
Jesus.
Helene says smoking. Nope.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people fall on that now. What about the vaping? Back in the olden days, when tobacco first came, they didn't know that it wasn't good for your health.
No.
They used to think it was good for your health.
They don't know. They don't know about vaping.
No.
But the only thing they know is that it cannot be good. Like, it cannot be good to tip the contents of an air freshener
into
a pot, boil it, and inhale sniff the smoke, the steam.
I know. I mean, let's face it. If you pass by Lush, you nearly pass out. A vaping is a very similar experience.
Well, there's a bubble bath involved in Lush.
Not in the shop.
Lush is infinitely more relaxing.
Not in the shop.
No, but you know what I mean.
No, but have you ever gone into Lush? Like,
I love Lush.
I
love it. Do you know what I love? They have, they have this bath bomb that's like the penis emoji.
The aubergine. Oh, the aubergine?
Avocado.
Okay.
Oh, Niamh.
I don't just do a lot of sexting.
Sad for your life.
I don't
there.
Do a lot of sexting. Come on. Okay. You can do a pie chart. You can do a nice little chart for me later. It's right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's been a long day. Okay, so the aubergine.
The aubergine, yeah. And it's purple. And if you throw it into your bath, then it's a lovely bath bomb.
Okay.
That one. And there was one other one. There's another one that it's vanilla butter. And it's like part bath bomb, part body lotion.
Oh.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, I don't have a bath.
And the last one is...
You're only annoying me now.
There's an orange one.
I quite like that fizz bomb type thing, where it's kind of almost percolating you.
When they told me about it, like, there's the difference between a bath bomb and, as the man told me about it, he was like, this is a bubble bear. Because I was down in, I think it was Cork. He was like, it's a bubble bear. I was like, a what?
A bubble bear?
A bubble bear.
What is it?
It's a bubble bear.
And what's that
but
mean?
But the way he was, it's basically, it's like concentrated bubble bath.
Okay.
But you break bits off.
Oh.
And you throw a bit in. But the difference between a bath bomb is you put a bath bomb in at the end when the bath is full.
Oh.
So you get in with the fizz. But you put a bubble bear.
At the beginning.
A bubble bear. In at the beginning. You have to put it in at the beginning, otherwise there's no bubbles.
Everything is so complicated like, these
days.
Every
day is a skill day, isn't it?
You didn't know he was going to be your educator that day.
I just thought he was a bit downbeat to be selling bubble bears.
But he clearly cared.
The bubble bear.
He
did care, in fairness. And he also gave me the tip that if I felt the bubble bear wasn't... if I felt it wasn't given enough bubbles,
right,
I could put it in a sieve. And then the sieve will call the... will
bubble
concentrate
bear.
The bubbles of the bubble bear.
Oh, gosh.
And it'll make more bubbles.
Okay.
I was like, the day that you're filling a bath and he goes, you know what, I'm going to get a sieve.
You're going to have to bring me to that shop.
It was Lush. It was a branch of Lush. It was
where?
I swear, I think it was Cork or maybe it was Kerry. I can't remember. Either way, I felt that is a man that should be working in Woody's. And here he is selling bath bombs.
Maybe he... felt he should be working at Woody's too.
I'm just like, are you here to sell the bath bombs or are you here to fix the tail? Like, it's just... Attention Agony Rants listeners, I am going to be going on tour later on in the year and early next year with my show Glamour Hammer, and I will be going all around Ireland and the UK. The dates on sale at the moment are Portlaoise, Dundalk, Limerick, which is sold out, Galway, Belfast, Clonakilty, Waterford, Wexford, Sligo, Cork. I'll be at the Everyman in January. My Liberty Hall shows are sold out, but we've just put on at Vicar Street, which is very much not sold out. So,
not just yet.
So come along, we'd love to see you there.
How do I get tickets, Gary?
You can get tickets, Niamh, by asking me.
I know.
But all of those other people, they can buy them on GarotFarley.com.
Garot, I have very exciting news.
Is it news we've heard before?
Well, probably, but you know. But, you know,
that's the best kind.
This is me now using my acting skills that I've been practicing. Basically, you can subscribe to us on Headstuff Plus. You get lots of bonus content.
Yes, and you can subscribe for as little as €5 a month.
I know, it's like practically nothing, not even a cup of coffee.
It's just a way, exactly. If you saw us in a coffee shop, you'd buy us our coffees. Yeah. If you enjoy our show, you would. So you why would. Not buy us a coffee every month?
Absolutely. So we would love if you would come and subscribe, because what happens is you'll get some bonus content from us, of course, which is the most important part.
Yes. But you'll also get bonus content from all of the other shows on the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Yes.
And we are going to put in a two-tier system. So that's coming soon. We'll have news about it soon, but it's in progress.
So two-tier. And it's very exciting. Two-tiered, is that like when you put afternoon tea on trays? Is it like that, two-tier?
Yes.
So all the kind of practical stuff on the bottom, and then the next bit up is really special stuff?
Exactly. Really special stuff, and then kind of basic or stuff. Basic. Kind of like an egg sandwich and a macaron.
Elevation.
That's the level of elevation that we're here for. Now, we are not the only podcast on the Headstuff Podcast Network.
No, we are not.
And we are here to tell you about a brand new podcast.
Very exciting.
Coming. It's very exciting. I've heard it. Niamh hasn't.
No.
It's not out yet in the world. No. It's called Everybody is a Poem, and it's by Jan Brereton. If you don't know Jan Brereton, she's absolutely incredible. She had a poem that went viral during the pandemic called What Day Is It? Who Gives a Fuck?
No.
And it's brilliant. And she wrote a whole book of poetry under that name. And it was really popular. And I have to say, the podcast is brilliant, because what she does is she talks about her poems.
Mm-hmm.
She talks to a guest that kind of inspires her. And then she reads poems that kind of relate to their lives. And then also she has, for subscribers of Headstuff Plus, she has a show called Behind the Lines coming.
Oh.
And what will happen is she will go through her book, read those poems, and kind of tell you the stories behind each one.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really, really cool.
That's very good.
And it's out very soon. So have a little listen.
My first poem went viral January last. I wrote a book and now I host a podcast. I'll have guests, we'll laugh and we'll moan, and we'll realise that everybody's a poem. Hello, I'm Jan Brereton. I'm a mom, a fashion stylist, a perpetual sweary person, and an accidental poet. In the thick of lockdown, I wrote a poem. What day is it? Who gives a fuck? I'd never written a poem before, but once I started writing, I couldn't stop. I'd love you to join me each fortnight for my podcast, Everybody is a Poem, where I'll read some poems and I'll chat with guests who inspire me. Everybody is a Poem with me, Jan Brereton. Coming soon to the Headstuff Podcast Network.
This is, Brian, you've nailed it. Someone who claps when a plane lands.
Oh, God.
100%.
Oh, God. Yes, absolutely. More time.
Also, do you know what? The airlines that feel the need to be clapped. We arrived on time, as you should.
It's your feckin' job.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, if I was to shout that out on a plane, I'd be the one in trouble.
This is a very hard day for you.
I don't know why.
This feels stressed. Like a trigger topic.
Very stressed. No. Sinead says, kept trying to arrange to meet a really close friend, but she kept coming up with excuses. This went on for a few weeks, but the deal breaker was when she told me her diary was full.
What?
Oh my God. And she couldn't fit me in. Walked away from her and never looked back. Fair play to you, Sinead. She lately started to contact me again. I don't think so, honey.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. No, well done, Sinead.
Yeah.
Like that's, yeah.
I now, just mind think... you, right? I'm going to say in defense, I don't know what the story is here, Sinead. That's the wrong way to say that. I don't know about you, but I'm mad busy at the minute and I'm desperately trying to find spaces to see everybody.
Yeah.
And it is quite difficult if you travel or if you do everything and then you come home and your partner's standing there going, and you're going where now? But
like
it's about the way that they approach it, isn't it?
The diary's full.
I know.
Oh, darling. Is it? Well,
darling.
Guess what? You now have a window. And Linda Marinus says, being mean, stingy, or lying.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you know what? I have to say, being stingy and mean, it's very hard to get past that.
Yeah. Well, there's been frugal, which is a different thing.
Completely different. And I think if you're being frugal, there's no harm in saying,
yeah,
I'm watching the pennies.
Yeah.
You'll go Dutch.
You're right. Mean and stingy is a different thing. It's amazing how people responded to that topic.
Yeah, I mean, people really jumped on it.
I know.
But like, it is interesting because I think that with deal breakers, I sometimes think that somebody has to ask you what they are. And everyone should have them.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have them,
But is it a first date conversation?
I've been on first dates where people have told me they're deal breakers, and I was like, listen, you're grand, because this is
this is not going beyond
this.
This
is a one and only problem.
So we have a follow-up.
We do have a follow-up.
I know, I love a follow-up.
Okay, do you want to read it or will I?
Okay. I heard you were looking for follow-ups. I wrote to you early in the year because my friends all have kids and I've been divorced, and all my friends talked about were their kids. I took your advice and brought it up with them, and they were actually lovely about it. They understood that I was getting freaked out by it, and it was weird the first time we met after I had the chat with them. But after that, they were happy to not talk about kids. Oh, that's lovely.
I remember that. That was the... We kind of laboured over that
yeah,
a little
bit. Yeah, we did a little bit. It felt like everybody was talking about the kids, and that just put more pressure on
it. Yeah, that was hard. And
I know, but there's a little bit
there
the
is
end.
A little bit at the end.
It says, the kids' chat will have to start again at our next lunch, though. Because I have a bit of news myself. I'm 4 months gone.
Ah, that's very sweet. Congratulations. That's lovely news.
That is really lovely news.
And I have to say, though, I do hope you get your just desserts here. And I hope that as soon as you tell them that somebody says to you, excuse me, I thought there was no kids chat at these events. This is a mummy's brunch without the mummy. We're packing mummy at the door.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
If I'm going to say going forward, as lovely as it will be to talk about babies, let me tell you, it is not a bad thing to have a kid-free zone conversation.
So you need to take you need to take our advice as well, and your own advice. When this baby's born, at some point you'll need to stop talking about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, no.
That's brilliant. Lovely to have a follow-up. If you've got a follow-up, if we've helped you in any way. I mean, I'm not sure we did. I mean, she
were
really,
we involved in that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, to be fair, like, we gave her the advice and she had the chat, but at the end she just went ahead and had a kid. And that kind of solved it. But that, you know,
I feel it was resolved before she finished.
Yeah, get on board. That's essentially what she did.
And well, congratulations. We're really chuffed for you.
Yeah,
really,
that's lovely
really
news.
Chuffed,
We've got a problem.
Oh.
I absolutely love the show and I only discovered it a couple of weeks ago, so I have loads to get through. I have a problem. I recently started seeing a guy who on paper is amazing. He's really kind and decent. He's good looking and fit and a good job. Oh. Tick, tick, tick.
Tick, 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 tick.
He's not the sort of man I would usually date. Against type. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. To put things in context, my last boyfriend sold my car and told me it had been stolen.
Jesus.
Yes, that actually happened. He told me my car had been stolen when he borrowed it to go up north, but it turns out he had sold it while he was up there.
It isn't a Skoda.
Who
Tega,
in the name
is
of...
Have I got your car? Come on.
I stayed with him for a year after that happened, so my track record isn't great. Anyway, Jesus. I started going out with... A year!
A year! When did she find out he actually sold it? I need a little bit more information.
I stayed with him for a year after that happened. That sounds like she knew.
Oh my God.
You have to admire the staying power, but Jesus Christ. Anyway, I started going out with this guy in January,
okay.
And it has all been going well. I keep going off him though. Sounds great. Like, he called me babes in front of his brother once and I decided to break up with him. that's absolutely fair.
Okay.
I keep getting turned off him over really simple things over and over again. If we go out for a night, he tells me it was a lovely night and I think, I broke up with you 10 times in my head, pal. But it was always over simple things. He blew his nose during dinner this evening and I wanted to kill him. I think that's fair enough. I think that dinner is a time when we shouldn't even acknowledge the fact that noses exist.
Okay.
Blowing your nose at the table. Sniffing at the table.
Oh, well, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Just no.
Okay.
That's a red line. When we were out with my friends last week, my friend told him her job and he said, that's important. He said, that's important work. And my stomach flipped and I broke up with him in my head. That's fair enough now. Then an hour later, he tipped the barman and said, that's for you, pal. And I broke up with him in my head. Am I mad or is that just a relationship? He's hot and I like him, but I'm not sure he's me. Confused.
You're not confused at all. You're not confused at all. I'd say...
You see...
You're not confused at all. I don't think you're that into him. I'll be honest with you. If you're breaking up with someone every time in your head, that has to be one of my favorite things to hear. And I broke up with him in my head. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, there are times I look at behavior I'm in and go, oh, that's so over for you. But
like, you see, I really wonder about this because is it just that she doesn't know how to say, oh, that's a ridiculous thing you just said, or that's, is it that she just feels that he needs to be absolutely perfect?
No.
Or is it just that she's just like, nah?
I think she likes bad boys.
Very interesting point. Because everything that she has got the kind of the ick, let's call it, over,
yeah,
has been
all the nice stuff.
Positive.
Yeah. I mean, a small bit smarmy.
You nailed that pretty quick.
A small bit smarmy, but you know, it could come across a little bit disingenuous, I suppose. I don't know how to really say, but what I feel is, I think you quite like the people who sell your car. You know, if the fact that you stayed with someone who treated you so badly for a year, I think you don't know how to be around somebody who is over.
He must have been a demon in the sack.
I mean, look at this. Look at this, right? He's on paper, he's amazing. So he's kind, decent, good looking, fit, and has a good job. I'm going to say this, right? It doesn't matter what package it comes in. If you think about it, if it doesn't set the chemistry going in you.
Yeah.
And sometimes the perfect package doesn't do it.
But at some point,
yeah,
she woke up the next morning after finding out that he had sold his car.
I know, you can't let that go.
She's like, it's just another day.
I'm less concerned about who she's going out with now than the fact that she stayed with him
for
a year after he sold her car.
I'm sorry, if you could survive in a relationship with a car thief for a year, you being the victim of the car thief, I think some guy that tips waiters, like, giving him the bum's rush isn't going to be that big a deal for you.
That's important work. Like,
can you imagine? If somebody said that to me, I'd hit them. Really important work.
Small bit condescending. But probably doesn't mean it that way. But, I know.
I wonder what she did.
I'm more concerned about that behaviour, staying with someone for you. Did she not break up with him 20 times in her head? Because I tell you, I know.
That's a fascinating point.
How many times, like, in your head did you break up with him?
How do you go from being the sort of person that puts up with that behaviour to the sort of person that goes, I'm going to break up with somebody because they're nice? But then, you see, I wonder, is it she just doesn't know how to have the small argument, so she ends it all in her head? Like, it could be that, like, if she was able to say, oh, don't patronise the man.
Yeah, no, I know.
Do you know what I mean? He's like, what do you mean I'm patronising him?
Yeah, I know.
I'm giving him a tip, aren't I? Yeah. You're like, no, you're patronising him.
Listen, if she couldn't confront a fella over the fact that he stole her car.
But you do.
Trust me, if she couldn't do that, she's not, absolutely not going to confront somebody because they blow their nose at the wrong time.
Well, to be fair, I think that whether I would want to confront that person or not, I think I would. Because I would just be unable to stop myself.
Well, because they're blowing their nose?
Blowing their nose at a table.
I know. Which is worse? They're selling your car or blowing their nose? It's a toss-up, is it?
Yeah, well, it'd be similar. I definitely think it'd be similar jail
to
time,
be fair,
as far as I'm concerned.
To be fair to you, if somebody didn't change the toilet roll after finishing it, you would have a conversation with them. You confront those issues.
They'd be someone to HR, yeah. I have to say they would, yeah.
Listen, confused. I'm really interested. Do you know what it is? I just don't think you're that into them. I think you should be into them, but I don't think you are.
That is a great point.
You know, and that's okay. The perfect package doesn't always come with the chemistry.
Well, it's interesting because she doesn't say, I'm just having a look here now.
I mean, she breaks up with him in the head, but clearly doesn't ever say to him,
I've been going out with this guy in January and it has been going well.
Yeah.
Like, it's not amazing.
Yeah. It's like you're going through the motions, isn't it? Because he's all these things on paper.
And you're saying, yeah, he's amazing on paper. He's kind, decent, fit, good job, good looking. You don't actually say anything that would lead us to believe that you're attracted to him.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And yeah, it's interesting because all she's done is say, all these things about him that would lead you to believe that she should be attracted to him, but it's not. You're right. Yeah,
yeah. It's like he's not the sort of man I usually date, which means you probably go for the more the ones that are not quite so good for you. You like the excitement of it, but actually, we don't know who the chemistry is going to work with. Sometimes it's not obvious how it is. Sometimes somebody just lights your fire, you know, and that's it.
But I definitely think that.
Thank God my kids don't listen to this. They'd be mortified me saying that. But
the actual person you should probably be with is probably halfway between the lad that holds your car and the lad that tips waiters.
Yeah. You know, it's okay. There's a lot of good on paper, but if it's not making you feel it, I wouldn't be.
No, don't push it because you feel you have to.
No.
But honestly, I find a better way to frame that story about the ex that sold your car.
Like, I don't know, it's a great story though.
That is somebody.
It's a great story. Come on.
But that's not a date. Like, me and my last ex actually sold my car, stayed with him for a year after it.
I know.
You kind of would go, okay, I'm not going to have to try hard here.
It says a lot about you.
You're not setting the bar very high for what you expect by telling people that story. So maybe don't be so free with it.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that's one for the girls.
Tell it as a funny story.
Yeah.
and maybe reframe it and say, I didn't find out for a year and then I kicked his butt to the curb.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, make it look like you've empowered yourself.
Rewrite the story a little
bit. Rewrite the story. I know.
Okay, well, we hope we've helped.
Yes, let us know how you get on.
Yeah, let us know how you get on. I do think that maybe, though, this one is...
I think it's already done.
I think it's done.
I don't think you're into him.
Don't worry about the breakup either, because I think, by the sounds of it, you're very well practiced as to how that's going to go.
You've done it a bit.
So it's going to be fine. It's been wonderful to talk to you.
Oh, again. I know.
Agonyrants@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. We love to hear from you always. And you can follow us both on Instagram.
Yes, please do.
Subscribe to Headstuff Plus if you would like to show your support. You can also leave a lovely review on Apple Podcasts. Or
anytime.
You can give us a 5-star rating on Spotify.
Oh, we'd love it. We'd absolutely love
it. We'd love it. And why wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
You've listened to us for nearly 40 minutes.
I know. And here, do you want to lift home?
I do, yeah. I have lift home here in your room. Bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.